There's this essence in the universe of a crisis, of a decision that we all have to come to at some point, and a decision that we have to make, where we choose to violate self, the thing that all of us were born with, the thing that we've always held most dear to us while we're growing up, when we're young, and as we get a little bit older, the battle's still there. We've got to make that choice at some point in a covenant with God that self is not the most important thing to us anymore. We're willing to take that chance, to take that giant leap into the place where we don't know where it's going to turn out. We don't know what's going to happen to us if we choose to live for Jesus rather than to live for ourselves. We choose to give away what's safe and what's comfortable and what we like. We choose to violate our own preferences, our own desires, our own dreams, what I want. Dan, I remember when you were really little, you probably don't remember this unless your dad reminds you of it every once in a while, which he may, but he asked you what you wanted to be when you grew up, and you said, I want to be one of the ones that makes the decisions. What's that? I want to be the one that makes the rules. You see, now that's inside of all of us. We all want to be that person that makes the rules, that decides what's best in our house, what's best in our relationships, where we go, what we do, and all of that kind of stuff. But there's a choice that bondservants or slaves make. There's a choice in this process that we call conversion, that people can be religious for years, decades, and never come to this place of crisis and choice where they willingly lay down self and decide that Jesus gets everything, no matter what. Wherever leads me is irrelevant. I'll take that chance. I'll trust that He's good enough, that I can admire Him enough, that wherever it leads me, I'll just have to trust that it'll be okay, no matter what the cost of giving up self, giving away rights and pleasures, taking up my cross daily and coming after Him, having no place to lay my head, and all the other things that Jesus said was part of coming after Him. We're taking a chance. It's a leap that says to live as Christ and to die as gain. And I'm willing to give away self in order to apprehend that which is unknown, trusting purely on His promises and on His word, with nothing tangible to hold on to anymore. Now that's a choice James and John made when they left their father, sitting in a boat. They're in a boat. They're fishermen. They're sitting in a boat. The Bible says they got up out of the boat when Jesus said, come after me, and left their father sitting in the boat and walked away. Where were they going? He didn't tell them where they were going. He didn't tell them that it would ultimately lead to their deaths even. He just said, come. And they trusted that He was enough to be admired, that they could take that chance, that wherever that would be and whatever that would mean, that would be okay. They left self, they left family, they left their occupation, they left everything they knew and everything they could have trusted and said yes to Jesus and a whole lot of unknowns. The pleasure, the comfort, the predictability, all that stuff was gone in one fell swoop. And that's the choice that you're making. When you sing this song, to live as Christ and to die as gain, you're singing about a promise. You're singing about your own future, your own death. You're singing about giving away self and trusting in something that you can't prove, that's not convincing to your mind, and that might cost you your own life at age 12. You don't know what'll happen. But that's the process of giving your life to a very trustworthy Jesus. You get out of the boat, and you go off into a world that you can't predict, away from the satisfaction and the comfort and all of your desires and yourself. The battle is between self and Christ. Self in Christ. Religion isn't in there anywhere. You can sing all the songs you want, do all the good deeds you want, but if you're unwilling to give away self, you can't have Christ. You can't have anointing. You can't have the fullness of life that He intends for you. The battle is between self and Christ, not between non-religion and religion. Anybody can play the religion game and do the good deed thing, but only you know if you're giving away your very self, denying your very self. That's a choice that you make, and it'll cost you something because it's a cross. To give away self is to give away all of that and say, whatever Jesus wants is what I want, and I'll trust that it'll lead me to a better place than I could have ever taken myself. I'm trusting. I'm believing. That's the nature of faith, is I'm believing that someone knows better than I do, and I can let go of the reins and hand them over to Him to live as Christ and to die as gain.